Hello and welcome to activating your Microsoft Azure subscription using an Azure Pass. Today, I will be walking you through how to use your Azure Pass in order to activate your fully featured Microsoft Azure account. This gives you full access to the suite of cloud, mobile, and development services Azure has to offer. The process is very straightforward and simple, so let's go ahead and get started. So the first thing we're going to want to do is we're going to want to visit www.microsoftazurepass.com. Once you have visited that site, you'll go ahead and select your country. In this case, I'm in the United States. And then you should already have been provided with a pass. It'll be in the form of a 14-digit code. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to copy my code that I already have here. And I'm going to paste it in. And I'm going to hit submit. Okay, so now the important thing is now that we've put the code in, you're going to have to sign in using your Microsoft account. So if you already have a Microsoft account, which would be a live.com account, an outlook.com, Hotmail, these are all forms of a Microsoft account, you can go ahead and skip ahead to the next step, which is creating your Azure account, which I'll include a link to below. If not, what you'll have to do is you'll see there is a nice little link right here that says signup.live.com. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to use this link and we're going to create a brand new Microsoft account so I can walk you through that process as well. So I'm going to click signup.live.com. You'll see it's going to bring me to a brand new page. So I'm going to go ahead and put my information in. So again, I will be using fictional information for demo purposes only. So I'm going to say Joe Student. Okay. Now, for your sign-in, this is important. You can use your existing email address to sign in with. So some of you already have Gmail addresses or a Yahoo address or an AOL address. You can use any of these addresses as your main sign-in address if it's easier for you. Or if you'd like to create a brand new email address that will also serve as your sign-in, you can do that here. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to head and choose to do a new email address, and I'm going to say joe.azure.student@outlook.com. I'm going to go ahead and choose a password. Oh, it isn't available, so I'll do joe.student.2015. Okay, great. So that's available, joe.student, and I'm going to go ahead and write that down. Okay, so I'm going to choose a password. Now remember, this is case sensitive. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put in your actual birth date. Okay, select your gender. Now, you will need to use a phone number, an actual active phone number to create an account, and this is done for security purposes. This helps cut down on fraud and protect your account information. So, I'm going to put in my phone number. And alternate email address. And then the security code. And we're going to go ahead and hit create account. Okay, it's as simple as that. So now if I go back through to my original tab, I can now sign in using that account. So I'm going to click the sign in button. Now this part is very important. If you're going to use the account we just created, you need to click Sign In with a Microsoft account in the lower right-hand corner. If you are going to use a school account or an organizational account, meaning an account that was provided to you, then you're going to use the area in the upper right to log in. So in our case, we just created a Microsoft account, so I'm going to go ahead and click Sign In with a Microsoft account. It will automatically redirect me to the Microsoft account sign-in page. Here I'm going to enter in the information that I used to sign up earlier, including my username and my password, and I will click Sign In. At this point, it will redirect me to the account information confirmation page, where I have my first name, my last name, and the Microsoft account it's attached to. I will just confirm this information and click the Submit button. Okay, so here it gives you the details of your Azure Pass. In this case, through this Azure Pass that I have, I'm going to have $100 in U.S. monthly credits. I'll be able to use this for a total of 1 month. And for all the offer details, I can click here for all the specific legal terms and details. And to activate the account, I just go ahead and hit Activate. So now this will take you over to Windows Azure or Microsoft Azure, and it'll ask you for a little bit more information. So all I'll do here, if you want, you could put what school you're in if you would like. You're going to have to go ahead and enter in your phone number as well. And you're going to have to hit I agree. And you're going to hit sign up. So now this may take a few minutes. It is important that you do not close or refresh your browser. Okay, and so great. So now it's going to bring you over to the account activation page for Microsoft Azure. And again, like it says here, it takes about anywhere from 1 to 4 minutes for it to set up your own account. So now what's happening here is Microsoft is creating you your own personal cloud. And in this cloud, you're able to set up your websites, your virtual machines, basically any of the tools that we have available, that Microsoft has available, you can set up here. And so while you wait, there is a video that you're able to watch that you can go through, or you can click on some of the tutorials. So if I go ahead and click on some of these, you'll see they open in a new window. They show you how to create, you know, websites. We have one on virtual machines, which is a little bit more advanced. SQL databases, storage, etc. So when you get some time, you can go through those. And then as you see here, we're already ready to go. And so once you're ready, you can just go ahead and click on Start Managing My Service. And the management portal will log you in, and your Azure cloud is ready to go. So then what it'll do here is once you're taking to the management portal for the first time, it will take you through a quick tour. I do recommend going through the tour, and I'm going to go ahead and go through it right here to kind of give you an idea of what it is. So you want to take this 30-second tour to see how the management portal makes creating and managing your cloud resources easy. Use the menu to access the Windows Azure website, switch display languages, navigate to the preview portal, or log out of your current management session. You can create new resources in the bottom left. You have your commands that you could always do on the bottom middle. And then you have your notifications in the bottom right. So here it is. Here's your Azure management portal, and you're ready to get started. An important thing to note is that the Azure Management Portal is not the only way to access your Azure cloud resources. You can also use the Azure Preview Portal. The way you access the Azure Preview Portal is by clicking on your account name in the upper right-hand corner and choosing the option Switch to Azure Preview Portal. So I'm going to go ahead and click on this now, and it's going to bring you over to portal.azure.com. This is very important because all the future lessons are going to be demonstrated using the new preview portal. The preview portal is set up using what are called live tiles, and it lets you organize all of your Azure resources in groups and in ways that are more convenient to you. In addition, on the left-hand side, you have quick access to create new applications, to browse, you know, all your notifications. It's a pretty easy setup, and a lot of people prefer to use the Azure Preview Portal versus the older management portal. Again, it is important to note how to access the Azure Preview Portal, because going forward, we will be using the Preview Portal in all demonstrations. With that, I will conclude our video. You have now successfully set up your Microsoft Azure account using your Azure Pass, giving you full access to all the cloud services that Microsoft offers. Happy developing.